Good morning, this is Case, and today's reading is 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 17 up to 3 verse 13. So we start at 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 17. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. What is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before the Lord at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. Therefore, we could bear it no longer. We were willing to be left behind at Athens alone. And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in the faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourself know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn of your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you? For all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see your face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your heart blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Father, I want to thank you that here we've got an example of Paul having a real burden for the people that he brought to faith, for his brothers and sisters, and how he want to see them continually growing in you. Father, I want to ask that you put a similar burden on our hearts, that not only do we want to grow ourselves, but we also want to see our brothers and sisters grow, and that we will be enabled to help them in that. Thank you, Lord, that you are so good and look after us. Help us to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters. Amen.